Ruling Through Chaos, A Court of Wings and Ruin. Chapter 1. Summary of A Court of Wings and Ruin. A Court of Wings and Ruin is the third installment in Sarah J. Maas's A Court of Thorns and Roses series. The story follows Fair Arcaren, a mortal woman who has been turned into a high fae and now finds herself embroiled in the political turmoil of the fae courts. In this book, Fair must navigate the treacherous court politics as she tries to protect her loved ones and prevent a looming war between the mortal realms and the fae. Along the way, she forms alliances, faces betrayal, and discovers her own inner strength and power. The book is filled with action, romance, and magic as Fair fights to save her world and those she cares about. Chapter 2. The Meaning of A Court of Wings and Ruin. A Court of Wings and Ruin is a fantasy novel by Sarah J. Maas and the third book in the A Court of Thorns and Roses series. The story follows Fair, a young huntress who becomes entangled in the world of the Fae and must navigate political intrigue, war, and romance as she seeks to protect her loved ones and save her kingdom from a looming threat. The title A Court of Wings and Ruin alludes to the central conflict of the novel, which revolves around the impending war between the mortal lands and the fairy realms. The wings represent the magical powers and abilities of the fae characters, while the ruin symbolizes the destruction and chaos that threatens to consume both worlds. Overall, the novel explores themes of power, sacrifice, love, and redemption as Fair and her allies fight to protect their home and forge a new future for themselves. Chapter 3. A Court of Wings and Ruin Chapters. Chapter 1-3 asterisk. Fair returns to the Spring Court with Tamlin, but she is secretly plotting to gather information and allies to help in the impending war against Highburn. She convinces Lucien to help her, but they are attacked by the Autumn Court and have to fight their way out. Chapter 4-6 asterisk. Fair and her friends make a plan to spy on the other courts and gather information. They visit the Dawn Court and the Day Court, where they learn more about the growing threat of Highburn and the need to unite the courts against it. Chapter 7-9 asterisk. Fair and her friends continue their mission to gather allies and information. They face opposition and betrayal from some of the other courts, but also find unexpected allies in the Winter Court and the Night Court. Chapter 10-12 asterisk. The tensions between the courts continue to rise as the threat of Highburn looms larger. Fair and her friends must navigate political intrigue and dangerous situations to secure the alliances they need for the coming war. Chapter 13-15 asterisk. As the war with Highburn approaches, Fair and her friends make their final preparations and alliances. They face betrayal and loss, but also find strength and unity in the face of the coming battle. Chapter 16-18 asterisk. The war with Highburn finally breaks out, and Fair and her friends must fight for their lives and the future of Prithian. They face powerful enemies and difficult choices, but also find courage, loyalty, and hope in the midst of the chaos. Chapter 19-21 asterisk. The war comes to a climactic conclusion, with Fair and her friends facing off against the forces of Highburn in a final battle for the fate of Prithian. Sacrifices are made, secrets are revealed, and new alliances are formed as the dust settles on the battlefield. Chapter 22-24 asterisk. In the aftermath of the war, Fair and her friends must rebuild and heal. They mourn their losses and celebrate their victories, but also look to the future with hope and determination. The bonds between them are stronger than ever, and they are ready to face whatever challenges come their way. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from A Court of Wings and Ruin. 1. To the stars who listen, and the dreams that are answered. 2. We're all broken, and the best we can hope for is to find someone whose broken pieces fit with our own. 3. To the people who look at the stars and wish, Rhys. 4. I'd walk into the burning heart of hell itself to find you. 5. I want you to remember that it wouldn't have made any difference. I was already yours. 6. You would love me, and then you would be angry that you loved me. 7. Rhysan liked making me blush. I don't know why that pleased me so much. 8. I will pick up your pieces until they fit in place. We are the only ones who can fit each other, Fair. 9. And you thought you could rob me of my anger and my wings. 10. The world was going to hurt and break you. That's why we have to endure it.